Sure. First of all, welcome to everybody to the Revenue Estimating Conference. One brief announcement, immediately following our meeting, we will have a 10-second holiday party for all those who are attending, so we wish you good holidays. As you know, I think most everybody has been here before, so I'll dispense with who we all are. You know that we consist of three individuals, one appointed by the Legislative Service Agency, which Holly represents, one appointed by the governor, which I represent, and one consensus individual, which is Mr. Underwood, who plays his role quite well as the consensus builder. The December projection is obviously very important. It's the number that the governor must utilize when he is putting together his budget, and it's the number that the legislature must utilize unless the March estimate is less. And if it's less, then they have to use the smaller amount. So with that, I guess I would like to have approval in the minutes. Get those to start. It's been moved and
seconded.
All in favor of approval of the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say no. The motion is carried. So let's go through the review of the fiscal year 2014 general fund estimates, and I guess the general comments will also apply to 15 if you so desire. So let's start with Ms. Lyons. Holly?
All right. Thank you, David. Good afternoon. Since we met 9 weeks ago in October, the Iowa economy and the national economy is stable, showing modest or moderate growth, a little on the lackluster or ho-hum side. It's not the bright twinkly lights we like to see this time of year, but not much has changed since our October forecast, and there's nothing to be pessimistic or overly cautious about at this time when looking ahead to fiscal year 2015. On the national level, looking at a variety of indicators, real GDP is up slightly, the unemployment rates are coming down, the stock market continues to be strong, corporate tax profit forecasts are up, and retail sales forecasts are estimated to be up about 3.4% in the current year, but increased to 5% in the coming year. Home sales are forecast to be down slightly in the current year, but up slightly next year. Personal income is steady and expected to grow at 6 to 7% in the next 2 years. All of these factors suggest moderate growth. In Iowa, most of the economic indicators are positive and have shown slight improvement since last October. The Department of Revenue did revise their employment forecast downward slightly since October, but non-farm jobs are nearing the pre-recession peak, which is encouraging. The Department of Revenue's leading indicators index experienced the strongest monthly increase in almost 3 years last month, after a slight dip in September. And the Iowa Business Council Index indicates that 90% of surveyed executives expect steady or increased sales and steady or increased capital spending over the next 6 months. According to the Business Council, members are optimistic for economic growth in 2014. At this time, all signs are pointing to a pretty normal growth year for 2015, fiscal year 2015. The federal government action in the last year, including the sequester, the October shutdown, and the budget uncertainty has taken a toll on consumer and business confidence. But the good news is that the recent news of the federal budget agreement should have a positive impact on confidence, consumer spending, business investment, and hiring at both the national level and in Iowa. So turning to our estimates for fiscal year 2014 and 2015, we've taken a closer look at fiscal year 2014 and have revised our estimate down from the October REC. Just for the current year, 2014. This is not cause for alarm and can be explained by some one-time state and federal occurrences and some other state law changes which impact both 2013 and 2014. I tried to explain these at the last meeting, so I'll go for the shortened version this time. First, the one-time occurrences. At the state level, gambling revenues that were previously deposited to the general fund will no longer be deposited in the general fund beginning with 2014. That impact is $40 million. Also at the state level, $120 million of cigarette and tobacco tax will no longer be deposited into the general fund. Another state change that needs to be accounted for is the new taxpayer tax fund credit. It will lower income tax payments and increase refunds, by an estimated $88 million in fiscal year 2014 and $67 million in 2015. The general fund will eventually be reimbursed by the new taxpayer trust fund through a transfer, so the credit is revenue neutral to the general fund, but that's not likely, that transfer is not likely to occur until after the fiscal year, and our estimate now takes this implementation into account. At the federal level, the lead up to the budget and tax legislation that was enacted by Congress last January caused taxpayers to alter their normal year-end tax strategies. Some taxpayers crowded capital gains and other income into 2012, which had a very significant impact on Iowa's fiscal year 2013 revenue. Gross income tax revenue grew by 12.4% in fiscal year 2013, far exceeding a normal revenue year. Much of that tax is one-time income and won't be there in fiscal year 2014. A normal growth year would be about 5 to 5.5%. The LSA estimates that this situation will make 2014 at least $133 million lower when compared to 2014 will be $133 million lower when compared to 2013. There are a couple of ongoing legislative changes that will impact fiscal year 2014 and 2015. One is the increased earned income tax credit passed by the legislature last session. This will reduce revenue by an estimated $31 million. Other law changes and tax credit redemptions are expected to reduce fiscal year 2014 revenue by $105 million compared to fiscal year 2013. So that's a really long way of saying that we are about $45.2 million lower than the governor's appointee, Mr. Roederer, for fiscal year 2014, and it's primarily because we are taking more out of the gross personal income due to the one-time federal action that caused income crowding last year. Fiscal year 2015 is looking like more like a normal growth year. As I stated earlier, it's pretty unremarkable, and little has changed in the economic forecasts at the state and national level to make us waver much from our original October estimate. Our estimate looks slightly higher percentage-wise due to the lower base estimated for fiscal year 2014, but you'll see that the dollar estimates are nearly identical to the October estimate, and they are nearly identical to Mr. Roederer's estimate for fiscal year 2015. Iowa continues to be in a solid financial position with full rainy day funds and a modest growth forecast.
Thank you very much. David?
Thank you again, Holly. You pretty much summed everything up. I was trying to find some really optimistic news last few days leading up to this meeting. Unfortunately, I found more pessimistic news than optimistic news. There are some really great things in Iowa. Employment numbers are up, and that's important because that's the single most important line item in our general fund revenues is that withholding tax and the associated income taxes from employment. Associated with that is maybe a little bit of a return in overtime hours. It's good to see that that's easing up above 40 hours now for the average work week, so every overtime hour is a bonus for the state. So we've had good withholding increases then as a result of that, and there's nothing to indicate that that will not continue for Iowa for the current fiscal year and the next fiscal year. Another great item is the Xbox One sales, top 2 million. That's really important. It was something I could find that was positive in the paper today. On the way down, I listened to the radio for a couple of hours, and the budget compromise vote sounds like it might pass. Fact is, I think this is about the time they're scheduled to vote on in the House. So hopefully they can get that done so maybe we can get rid of a little bit of uncertainty on the federal level. And filling up at the gas station before I headed down, I noticed gas prices were down a little bit from where they were last week. I don't know how long that will continue, but that's certainly positive for Iowans. On the negative side, there seems to be a much longer list, and I finally quit reading the Des Moines Register this morning because I was getting too depressed, because all I could find was negatives. Corn and soybean prices are continue to decline. Input prices for the farmers for the crop year 2014, every indication is that all those will be up. We saw quite an unusual situation this last year with the prevent plant situation, record high levels of that, and certainly impacted a lot of farmers in north central Iowa. And as we look at 2012 reported income on the Schedule Fs of farmers in Iowa, I think that was probably a record level of reported income in the history of Iowa. And it's quite obvious that's not going to continue and should be declining, could be significant depending upon how the farmers are selling crops and all this current year, and going to continue on as well for the next fiscal year. Farmland values, even though there was an indication that they have continued to rise in this last reporting year, it's indicated that it's a market in flux. The increases were primarily in the first half of the year, and demand and prices are beginning to weaken. Certainly not great news. Principal Financial Well-Being Index talked about uncertainty and pessimism remain the order of the day for consumers and the middle class. Stocks are slumping over trembling earnings, and last I heard on the radio, they were down again today. Economic climate is taking a toll on holiday spending was another lead item today. Demand for food aid is rising, and child poverty rates in Iowa continue to rise. And then we're faced with more uncertainty as the expiring federal tax credits and deductions that are going to happen, doesn't appear those are going to be reinstated as part of this compromise. So that is going to lead to higher federal taxes, which is going to equate to lower state general fund receipts. So I finally just quit on my list. It was too depressing on the negative side. So I don't see a lot of change from when we met in October, and that's certainly reflected in both estimates.
Thank you, David. I'm certainly glad I did not ride down with you today. That from where I see things is that internationally, maybe about the same as where we were last October, still very uncertain. Obviously, there's a lot of conversation going on with many countries, which could have a positive impact or it could have a disastrous impact. And trying to guess what would be happening in the Middle East at this point in time, I think would just be mere guessing. From a national perspective, I think that the economy is moving, but moving slowly. It's about the same as what both Holly and Dave had pointed out. Job growth was not as anticipated this week, but still it seems to be a general consensus that is still moving in the right direction. Housing is increasing slightly. I believe that consumer and confidence, as well as businesses, are the general sentiment is still fragile. I don't think that it's with great certainty that people are going into the shopping season. However, I think it's been better than it has been for the last few months. Iowa, our eight leading indicators are positive. We went through probably one of the most steady series we've had in a few months. Employment is going in the right direction, as Ms. Lyons pointed out, that we're just about at a pre-recession level. Corporate in Iowa is strong. I think employment is still going to be held down somewhat until our country comes to grips with what we're going to do with affordable health care. That we still have a number of employers that I talk to that are doing everything they possibly can to fall below that threshold. Our housing is ticking up nicely, I believe. We do still have a fair amount of construction jobs that are going to be coming online due to flooding that has taken place in the state. Our unemployment trust fund continues to get stronger each month. Our numbers, for about the first time in memory, is that our Medicaid numbers are leveling off and actually are starting to fall down. And we always see that when we have a rebounding economy. Our child care assistance, same situation. We're seeing fewer people seeking child care assistance because of making more money. Our banks, last conversation I've had with the banking superintendent, are still strong, getting stronger, and those on our watch list continue to drop. That's what I see on the positive side. On the negative side is more a question, and that's, I think, primarily in the agriculture sector. When we met last year in November, corn prices were $7 range. Now they're in the $4 range. That's a 47% drop. Obviously, it has an impact. How great an impact, I guess, still remains to be seen. Soybeans, on the other hand, were off a little, from $14 to about $12.50 for the average in November. So what's this all mean? I think the big question mark out there is what the EPA is going to do with the renewable fuels. If, in fact, that their rule goes into effect, I think that will suppress the production of ethanol, which will also even push the corn prices probably down more than what we've seen. Everybody can probably have their own opinion as to where we think that's ultimately going to end up, but I think that to me is the big question mark. I feel stronger about where we are in the economy today than I did the last time that we met, and if it weren't primarily with the EPA notice out there and our current price of corn, I would feel more strongly about our economy than I do now. Now, as has been alluded that they're both stated by both Ms. Lyons and Mr. Underwood, that our difference for 14 is about, I think, a little over $45 million. In one sense, that's a lot of money where we have a difference. On the other sense, it's about 0.7 of 1%. So when you look at the entire economy, it's not that that great. So that's why I think you should just accept my numbers and move on. No, just joking. Okay. What's your pleasure?
I guess I would like to be so bold as to move our numbers for fiscal year 14.
Is there a second?
I'll second that so we can have a discussion.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded for discussion. I can't go down that low. I hear your rationale, and I also look at the numbers that we have, and I don't see. I mean, I'm not sure when the tax credit actually is going to be fully implemented. So, I mean, I know that was one of the issues that you brought up, and the question comes down, I think, to personal income as to how strong we think that is going to be. I think for the last few years we have underestimated the performance of our economy, and I'm factoring that in somewhat as well.
I guess, Holly, I did struggle a little bit with your personal income tax because our last estimate was $4,140.8. And you're bringing that down to $4,005.6. And I couldn't reconcile that necessarily against the refunds that you had as to, what your major changes were there.
I think it's basically we reviewed 14, and we actually still don't even think we've taken enough out for what happened last year at this time with the tax crowding and people taking capital gains and other income in 2012. I'm kind of stuck on my number because I really don't think we've taken enough out yet.
If the stock market hadn't been doing so good in recent months,
I agree. That helps. That does help.
I would maybe go along with that. But I think we've had a very good, strong stock market, which should maintain some of that because I think people are also going to be doing the same sort of harvesting this year as well. Is some of the discussions I've had with people. They don't trust the federal government. And they think there's a good chance that federal tax rates could rise in the future. And so some of them are going to recognize profits similar to what they did last year. And the market's going to allow them to do that. So I'm just having a hard time reconciling a net receipt decline from where our October estimate was. And I don't think I could support a decline of $43 million.
Do you have another number in mind?
Well, actually, if I was going to make a motion, I would have moved the governor's numbers, Governor Appointee's numbers. Which is just slightly over where we were in October, $2 million difference there, $2.1 million, and I could live with that quite easily because I thought we had a pretty good number in October. I didn't see anything that really changed much since then to take us off of that number.
Next time we'll go with you first. Well, it says that we are to have a consensus, and when you have three people, I believe it's worthwhile to have a consensus, which I would deem as, I mean, it's never really been defined, but I think with three, I would like us to try to come to an agreement that all three of us can live with.
Let me offer something, Holly. The difference right now between the two estimates is $45.2 million. Would you consider raising your refund estimate by 30? We can either increase personal income tax 30 or reduce your refund by 30. Would you rather do it in personal income tax or refund?
I guess I would rather stick with my personal income number.
Okay, so if we have a new motion, it would be to take the refund on the LSA number to 930.
Holly, would you accept that as a amendment? To your motion?
Yes.
Okay. You second it?
Yes.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to, I want to make sure I understand what we're doing. We are leaving the personal income level at LSA number, mm-hmm. and we are reducing the refunds mm-hmm. by 30 million. Is that? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Those of you who are calculating for us, do you have that? Okay, very good. Okay, you heard the amendment to the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say no. The amendment has passed. Now let's vote on the motion. It's been moved and seconded on the motion already. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say no. The motion has carried. Okay, so that gets us down to the net receipts of what then were?
Net receipts plus transfers of 6682.2, which is a decline of 1.3%.
Okay. Okay. Can we, everybody ready to move on to fiscal year? Oh, we need, want to do the gambling for that one as well, don't we? Okay, 14, sorry. Thank you. Have a motion on the gaming receipts.
I'll move to 78.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say no. Motion has carried. All right. Anything else on that I missed? Okay. Motion on the interest. Been moved and seconded.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say no. Motion is carried. Okay. Now, let's go on to fiscal year 2015, which we are 0.07% difference there. I can go either way on that.
I would move the LSA numbers for fiscal year 15.
It's been moved. Do I have
a second?
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor of going with the LSA number for fiscal year 15, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say no. The motion has carried. Let's do the gaming receipts for 15. Those appear to be identical. I will move those. We have a second. Been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say no. Motion is carried. All right. The interest then for fiscal year 15. I have a motion.
So moved.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say no. The motion is carried. All right. Any further business?
David, can you get the new number?
Yes, please. Thank you. I was going to ask that.
The base changed just a little bit. So
okay.
Yeah, the actual number for 15 would be the same as recorded on the sheets, 6983.2, but the percentage change would now be 4.5% positive for fiscal year 15.
What was your number again? I'm sorry, I'm looking for the
6983.2. It's LSA number.
That stays the same.
Oh, got it. I was looking in the wrong column. Got it. Okay, very good. Thank you. David, once again, we appreciate you journeying down this way. Hopefully you'll hear more positive news on the way home.
Well, I hope to by March, I guess.
Okay, all right, that's good. I agree with you on that. Holly, anything else for them? Good to the cause. Thank you all for being here.